Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Auditor Tracy Vanderlinden about preparing for the November election.
Voters in Warren County can currently apply for an absentee ballot request form. So talk a little bit about how people can apply for those absentee ballots, what they need, and what information they need to know at this point.
Well, they can start off by calling the auditor's office at 961-1020 to request a request form. So then we can mail out the request form. There'll be a return addressed envelope in with it so they can send it back very easily. Or they can mail us a request, a handwritten request. They will need to have their name, their address, their birth date, and then they will need to sign and date. Whoever is requesting one will each need to sign their own. And then just send that to the auditor's office at 301 North Buxton Street, Suite 101, here in Indianola, 50125. And when we get that, then we will get it processed and ready. Now, ballots will not be ready until October or into September, but the first day we can mail ballots will be October 5th. So people can request now, but they just need to remember that they won't receive their ballot until after October 5th.
Well, I think the big thing – oh, sorry. Go on.
Nope. That's good.
Okay. Well, I was going to say – all right. I think the big thing is there's a difference between, and what some people maybe didn't understand from the primary election was, there's a difference between the absentee ballot request form and an actual absentee ballot. So the steps don't end once you get that form sent in, correct?
Correct. Once they send the form in, then it will be processed, and when the ballots are ready, then the ballots will be sent out. And I know in years past that when people have requested a ballot in June or July, then they forget in the fall that they've requested one and they get a ballot and they're kind of surprised. But so just, you know, don't forget that you have requested, and when your ballot shows up in October, it'll be very easy, though, to vote for this election, to do it by mail. The polls will be open. We just don't have everything set up yet as to how that's all going to happen, but we're trying to make it as simple as possible for people so they don't have to get out and worry about the times of today.
Well, absolutely, and I wanted to talk a little bit about November. Is if someone doesn't feel comfortable with voting by mail, and obviously I think, you know, the primary election went off smoothly with everybody voting at the administration building. I know not everything is finalized right now, but what are the plans right now for in-person voting in November?
At this point, we'll have it pretty much like the primary. The polls will be open. I don't know if we'll be able to combine them down. I do plan to have more polling places open, if not all of them, all 31. Polls will be open, so they can come to the polls if they're comfortable with that. And if they're not, you know, they're welcome to do absentee. So we hope to make it as easy as possible and as safe as possible. I think we did a great job for the primary with our protection and the, you know, keeping things cleaned up. And I think it went pretty well. So hopefully we can handle it just as good in November.
Well, and then talk a little bit about how people can find out if they need to register to vote or find out their status, or they need to talk to if they want to start getting ready to vote now for this fall.
They can also call our office here at the auditor's office. Again, the number is 961-1020. Just give us a call and we can check to see whether they're registered. If they're not, or if they know they're not, you can get the form either on our website or the Secretary of State's website. Just print it off, fill it out, send that in to us. Or we've had people coming up to the building. The building is still closed and will not be open until after January 2nd, or after the 1st anyway. But you can give us a call if you happen to be here. We are meeting people at the south doors to collect their request or their registrations. So if anybody has any questions, whether they're registered or not, or they just have questions on getting registered, they can call us here at the auditor's office, and any of my staff can gladly help them out.
All right, and one final question was, I know the Iowa Secretary of State sent out absentee ballot request forms to all registered voters for the primary election. How well did you think that go in terms of mail-in voting? Was there any problems or on your end from that?
There were no problems on our end. It went great. In fact, it was the biggest turnout we've ever had for a primary. I checked back to the very same election in 2016. We had a total of 406 requested absentee ballots at that time. And this time we had over 8,000, had almost 9,000. So I think it went very well. And my staff handled it very well. There weren't any issues that I know of that were any big thing. So it went great, and I expect the general to be just as good. I think it's going to be a lot heavier turnout than the primary even, but I expect my staff to handle it just as well as they did the primary.
Once again, that was Warren County Auditor Tracy Vanderlinden discussing requesting an absentee ballot request form. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.